Lesson 24, David the King. They anointed David king over Israel. Reading, 2 Samuel chapter 2-5. Objective, to show how Yahweh delivered the kingdom into the hand of David, to demonstrate the importance of Jerusalem in God's purpose. Background, following the death of Saul, it might have been thought that David should have immediately become king over the nation. It was now probably more than 12 years since David had been anointed as king by Samuel, and now Israel had to be prepared to accept their new king, chosen of God. David anointed king in Hebron, 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1-7. Following his lamentation over Saul and Jonathan, David turned his mind to what he should do next. Although he was anointed king, he knew that there would still be many following the house of Saul. As was almost always his custom, he asked counsel of Yahweh. He received the answer that he should go to Hebron, in the territory of Judah, his family tribe. The men of Judah came to him and anointed him as king over Judah. They would have known of David's previous anointing by Samuel and patiently waited for the time to acknowledge it. But David was still to wait longer to become king over the whole nation. Over the many years from his anointing by Samuel until his acceptance by the whole nation, David learned many principles, the most important being the need to faithfully continue through trial. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Romans 5, verse 3-4. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Matthew 10, verse 22. The men of Judah told David that the men of Jabesh-Gilead had buried Saul. David's first act as king was typical of this godly man. He sent a note of thanks to them for their kindness to their dead king and offered them kindness in return. War between the house of David and the house of Saul. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8 to chapter 4, verse 12. Abner, the captain of Saul's hosts, would not accept David as king. Contrast what Abner did with what happened in Judah. David, the men of Judah unitedly anointed David to be king. Ishbosheth, one man Abner appoints the king. David came to Hebron, which means fellowship. Ishbosheth goes to Mahanaim, two camps. David is known as the beloved of Yahweh. Ishbosheth is known as the man of shame. Surely Yahweh was with David and not with the house of Saul. However, 7.5 years of trouble were to follow before the whole nation accepted David. Some of the events in this time were the play fight at Gibeon, where 24 young warriors died. This show of strength revealed the ruthless and callous attitude of Abner and Joab, which led to needless deaths. The death of Asahel. Asahel was a fast runner, as light as foot as the wild roe, but lacked wisdom in his relentless pursuit of Abner and met his end. A long war, a state of constant hostility. The murder of Abner. Abner came to Hebron to set up the throne of David over Israel and Judah, but Joab used it as an opportunity to seek revenge and killed Abner in cold blood. David was revolted by Joab's callous act. The death of Ishbosheth. His murderers thought David would be pleased. They found that this godly man justly punished them with death. Principle for living. Arguments and fights can be destructive. It is very easy for us to stand up for our rights and fight. Although Yahweh had appointed David as king, the house of Saul continued to fight for the legal right of the throne. In so doing, they allowed the nation to go on for another 7.5 years of fighting and lack of leadership. There are times when we must stand up for what is right, but we need to avoid contentions and strivings. Consider the following passages. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? James chapter 4, verse 1. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. 2 Timothy 2, verse 24. Now I beseech you that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you by the gentleness and meekness of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 1. The philosophies of the world encourage self-assertion and human rights, often with disrespect for the principles of truth. We have considered the attitude of David, who, from a human perspective, had every right to demand a better deal. Instead, he patiently waited for God to achieve his own plan. Our whole purpose is to develop characters that reflect glory to God. And sometimes that may require trials that we feel are unnecessary, but God knows best. So endure the trials in confidence of his overshadowing hand. Strivings and contentions can be an attitude that forbids God to work in our lives. Always avoid being contentious. There's usually a better way. Listening to mom and dad is far better than getting angry and stubborn. In the future, you will realize that they were nearly always right. David anointed king over the whole nation. 2 Samuel chapter 5. The assassinations of Abner and Ishbosheth left the northern tribes without an obvious leader. There was a man who was an obvious choice, one man who could unite Israel and Judah and bring peace and stability to the nation. David had become king of Judah at the age of 30. 7.5 years later, the nation finally were ready to accept David as their king. They came to him at Hebron and anointed him king of Israel. He then reigned for 33 years to unite Israel and Judah as one nation in peace and stability. The nation recognized their need and also recognized David as God's choice. He was an Israelite, their bone and flesh. He had led the nation in the days of Saul. Yahweh had commanded that David should be their shepherd and king. So finally, the nation was united under David's wise leadership. They now had a king who cared for his people and was able to lead them in battle as well as lead them to appreciate God's ways. In his wisdom, God had directed his years of preparation, and now he was king of God's people. Yahweh's plan of many years before had now been fulfilled. David secures Jerusalem as his capital. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6 to 10. As the king, David set about cleansing the land of the Canaanitish inhabitants that still remained. The first thing David did was to take the city of Jebus as his capital and called it Jerusalem. It was essential to have a central capital for the nation, and David knew that this was the place. On the death of Goliath, he had brought his skull to this very place. He therefore, from an early age, appreciated the significance of the city. The inhabitants of Jebus refused to submit to David and did not believe that their city could be taken. David offered a challenge to his army that whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. Any man who could do such a thing was undoubtedly a man of courage, and Joab accepted that challenge. He was a man of courage, but Joab lacked the spiritual qualities of his uncle David. So Jerusalem was established as the capital of the kingdom of Israel. It was called the City of David, from where he would rule the nation. The next important thing for David was to bring up the ark and set up a place of worship in Jerusalem. David then had a center of government and a place of worship. He pointed forward to one who would come, the Messiah, Christ the Anointed, as both king and priest, and Yahweh was with him. Basic Bible teaching. Jerusalem, the center of God's kingdom on earth. Jerusalem was a city chosen of God that he might dwell among men, and David understood its importance. The role of Jerusalem in Yahweh's purpose is seen from the following quotations. It was important in the days of Melchizedek, the king of Salem. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. Jerusalem is the same area as the land of Moriah, where Abraham was directed to offer his son Isaac. Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Under the law of Moses, Jerusalem was to become the place of their worship. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5 and 11, with Galatians chapter 4, verse 25. A place for God to dwell amongst his people. The sacrifice of Isaac pointed forward to what the Father would accomplish in the same place with the crucifixion of his son at Golgotha. Matthew 27, verse 33. Jerusalem was the city of the great king. Matthew chapter 5, verse 35. Eventually, it will become the center of divine worship and government in the kingdom of God. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Jerusalem was a type of the New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is a city of people amongst whom God will dwell forever. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Summary. Upon Saul's death, David was made king only of Judah and Hebron. It was to be another 7.5 years until he was king of the whole nation. After years of conflict with supporters of the house of Saul, David became king of the whole nation. David immediately took Jerusalem and made it his capital of a united Israel.